ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We just heard Michael Calhoun doing news. Michael, when do you decide what's like the line? Because you said almost cold, and then you said just cold. What's your line for where it becomes cold?
If Dave Murray uses the term almost cold or cold, okay, that plays a big role.
All right. That's a good one. Following Dave Murray's lead's a good way to go.
He's done this for a while.
Yeah.
I would say about 40.
40. Okay.
You know, 40s is cold.
Yes.
40s are cold.
I get cold really cold. Easily. I went for a walk with my wife today and I literally had layers on and she was wearing a t-shirt and I was cold and she was still warm.
Well, that's like, especially remember this growing up, wearing, you know, like a big hoodie or something, but then like shorts.
Yeah.
It's like.
I do that. That's a very Wisconsin thing. And I lived in Wisconsin for, you know, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
So I have adopted the shorts and hoodie look.
That's part of the layers, right?
That's a common. Yeah, I get cold in the upper body. I don't get as cold on the lower body.
The heat rises. I guess.
Maybe, or the opposite.
Leaves your body. You're closer to the ground, which
is
radiating.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So, all right. Well, it's almost cold tonight. That's good to know.
I think it'll just be cold.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Chili? We'll call it chili.
Okay. We'll remember that.
Make some chili.
That's Michael Calhoun. Always doing a great job on news. We appreciate that. Welcome back in. It is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. All right. So here's got a few things we want to do here. Taking it 8 o'clock. So we're into our second and final hour. We're going to do pretty much all baseball this hour because no baseball being played tonight, but the World Series is set. Toronto winning yesterday, and that's going to match them up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So here's what I want to do. We're going to kind of have a wide-ranging baseball conversation here, and I'll welcome you in. Like I try to do this every once in a while. I get reminded quite often because we probably don't take as many, especially during the during the baseball offseason, we probably don't take as many calls as we do during other times of the year. We've got a lot of other stuff going on, a lot of plans, things like that. I get reminded by people who have listened to the station for a very, very, very long time. I get reminded all the time, hey, Pauly, the name of the show is Sports Open Line. Where's the open line portion of the Sports Open Line? So here you go. This is the open line portion of Sports Open Line. If you've got any baseball stuff that you want to get to, any Cardinals stuff that you want to get into that we haven't been talking about enough here recently, I'll welcome your phone calls. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. For those of you who are watching on the video feed, you can just leave a comment in the chat, and we'll get to that. So if you've got any pressing Cardinals things that you need to get to, here's your opportunity to do so. 314-436-7900, and we can talk with you. We're kind of in this period right now where not a lot of news comes out, and Major League Baseball, like most professional sports leagues, but Major League Baseball does not want news coming out during the World Series because it takes away from the World Series. So teams that do have announcements or things like that, they'll generally wait till after the World Series. Occasionally, it'll be during off days of the World Series. But we've got some time here. Not the end of the world, but as the person who loves, not that you don't, but as a person who does love baseball, we all love baseball, but as speaking from, I wish that the stakeholders in the game of baseball would do more things that are good for the game of baseball, because I love the sport and I want more people to love the sport. And I think they have, like, the pitch clock has been very, very good for baseball. Whether you like it or don't like it, I get the people who think that it takes away from, like, the spirit of the game. Okay, I get where you're coming from. I disagree with you, but I get where you're coming from. But I think at the same time, the numbers are what the numbers are. And since the advent of the pitch clock in Major League Baseball, TV ratings have gone up, attendance has gone up, all these things have gone up. It has been a very positive on the game. And I'm sure there's some people out there that will attribute these things happening to something other than the pitch clock. I don't know what it would be. I just don't. And especially in a time where it's harder to find games on TV, and it's going to continue to get harder and harder and harder as Major League Baseball continues to do more deals with more various networks and streaming services, and as people have a harder time getting the regional sports networks. Although on the other side of that is this past year was the first year for the Cardinals, for example, and for a lot of teams in baseball, where you were able to have in-market streaming, where you didn't have to be a cable subscriber or TV package subscriber, that you could directly buy an OTC package from FanDuel to be able to watch Cardinals games through streaming. And that was important. That was important for a lot of people who had been cord cutters, who had not wanted to spend the money that it takes to get to get a charter, to get a YouTube TV, to get a DirecTV, whatever it might be. Those people were able to go out and directly access the Cardinals game through a streaming service, and the fact that that's available. I'll tell you this, like, when I've got my TV, situation at home is I've got a lot of different streaming services, and I kind of have it patchworked all together. I didn't have FanDuel Sports Network as part of what I have at home. So I subscribe to FanDuel through Amazon. When I want to watch Blues games, that's how I watch Blues games. I watch them through the Amazon subscription. And it's nice to be able to do that. This is the first year where that is available for me, and I'm glad that I have it. It's very easy. Not everybody's going to go for that. Some people just want to have the conventional TV package, and I understand all that. So I got on a little bit of a tangent here. But anyways, this is the time of year where you're not going to see as many announcements, where I was trying to get to is I'm frustrated by the time off leading in the World Series. There is no reason to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday without baseball before the World Series begins on Friday. And I know TV controls everything, but at the same time, historically, the World Series, when it runs on weekends, gets lesser ratings than when it runs during the midweek. And I don't think attendance should not be impacted by this. If you're not drawing to a World Series game, no matter what day or time it starts, you're doing something wrong. So I like the expanded playoff. I love playoff baseball. I think there's things that you can do to tweak it. I was talking with Kevin Wheeler about this earlier. I'm still annoyed by the fact that there's not a system in place to be able to work in game 163s, because they got rid of that when they expanded the playoff. And the idea was that, well, any team that previously would have gotten in via a game 163 would now just be getting in anyways, so there's no need for 163. But then that brings in tiebreakers. So there's going to be, at times, there are teams that have the exact same record as another team, and one of those teams gets in and one of the teams does not, and it's all based off the tiebreaker. I wish there were not tiebreakers. I think game 163 was one of the most awesome things that we had in baseball, and I would bring it back. And you know what? I don't even care if you had to keep the schedule the way it was. If a team has to end the season on a Sunday, play a game 163 on a Monday, and then open up the postseason on a Tuesday, so be it. That's not the end of the world. You did not win your division. You did not win 100 games. You did not do all these things. You had a record that put you in a spot where you were one of the last teams to get in the playoffs. So you being forced to deal with playing three games in three different cities in 3 days, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. But what I am going to do is I'm going to enjoy the heck out of watching a game 163. And maybe it'll be multiple game 163s. I miss that. I do miss that part of it. But you can even work that day in. So right now, the postseason, that first round begins on Tuesday. You have the Monday off, and it begins on Tuesday. If you're going to put in 4 days, or I guess 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you're going to put in a three-day break leading into the World Series, well, then you can do some other things during the playoffs, and whether that's starting the playoffs on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, and that builds in another day for a potential game 163, whether it is working another, whatever you do, there is no reason to have the momentum that goes along with the ALCS and the NLCS. And this year's NLCS, it was a dud, right? Yes, it was a dud, but we also saw in the clinching game arguably the greatest single performance from a Major League Baseball player in the history of the sport that we love. We have never seen a guy do what Shohei Ohtani did, throw 6 shutout innings, strike out 10, hit 3 home runs in a game that sends his team to the World Series. So even in a series that was a dud because it was a 4-0 series sweep, there's excitement, there's energy, there's all kinds of things coming out of that. Now, that's a 4-game series sweep. No matter what, you're going to have to miss a little bit of time coming off that because you've got it built in to be able to play 3 more games. But in the other one, you have a 7-game series between Toronto and Seattle. And you have a great moment last night. The George Springer moment, that is a great moment for baseball. And people are feeling fired up about the sport. And now what do we have to do? We have to wait. And wait. And wait for them to finally get the World Series on Friday. I think it is a disservice to the game of baseball. As somebody who wants as many people watching and listening and going to these games and loving the sport, grab the momentum that's created. More often than not, NLCSs and ALCSs are really good series. And there's a lot of talk about them and a lot of attention on them. And now we're going to go a few days. How much time do we spend talking about football, about NFL football on this show? You had a Monday night doubleheader last night, and we spent some time talking about the Chiefs today. We don't even have an NFL team in our market, but the NFL is the NFL, so we still talk a fair amount about it. Now, it is St. Louis. It is baseball. I'm a baseball guy. We're dedicating basically this hour to baseball, but it doesn't feel urgent right now when we're talking baseball because we're 3 days out from the start of the World Series. What can I say today that I can't say tomorrow or the next day or the next day? And I think that's a disservice. I think that's a disservice to the game of baseball, and it's something that I think should be looked at. We did get one bit of news today. Albert Pujols officially will not be the Angels manager. We knew that was going to happen because they hired somebody else, and the timing on it has a lot of people claiming conspiracy theories. We will explain all of that coming up in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, Who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Jay Jaffe. We'll talk all things Major League Baseball and World Series with him. Got a message that came in from Eric in St. Peter's. Says, so far, I like what I've heard from Heim Bloom. Will the Cardinals trade from their depth at with catchers and outfielders this offseason? Yes. I mean, they have too many catchers. Let's start with that one. They have too many catchers. And at some point, that can't be the case anymore. Is that a this offseason thing? Maybe, maybe not. I think you have to define Avon Herrera here moving forward, because they spoke at the end of the season about viewing him as somebody that they still want to give him the opportunity to catch. I question that. That's one of the old, I live in the show me state, you got to show me type things. I need to see Avon Herrera look better as a catcher before I'm going to sit here and say that's a good idea. And I'm not convinced that's going to happen. Now, he just got the surgery. He got the loose bodies and the elbow or whatever removed. And that they want to tell us that impacted him and his ability to throw. Okay, if that's true and he can come back and he can be at least an average defensive catcher, well, then that does a lot for you, because then you can put that bat in as a catcher. It can do a lot for your roster. You don't need – Avon Herrera does not have to catch for his bat to be impactful. It was the most impactful bat that the Cardinals had this season. The only issue was the number of games he played, because he dealt with a couple injuries throughout the year. But he was – if you took note – once he stopped catching, he was healthy. He did not experience injuries after he was after he stopped catching. So they have to figure out that part of it. But then once you get past that, you are you've got a bunch of guys, and we saw Jimmy Crooks get the opportunity, and he is still considered one of the top prospects in the organization from a catching standpoint. Pedro Páez is somebody that the organization thinks very highly of. So there's three catchers right there in Herrera, Páez, and Crooks. They'll still have the rights on Joel Pozo. Leonardo Bernal is not that far behind. They've got another young catcher who, honestly, when you look at everybody in the organization, Ronel Rodriguez, who is considered the number three prospect in the organization right now, according to MLB Pipeline, he's still got a little ways to go. He'll probably get to Double A this upcoming season, but they've just got a lot. So you're not going to have all those guys on the roster, even though at times this past year it felt like the Cardinals were trying to set a record for most players on the Major League roster who had been full-time catchers at some point in their careers. It's not going to stay that way. So yes, at some point they're going to have to move on from some of these catchers, and I don't know if that's going to be. They don't have to do that this offseason, though. There's not this super necessary thing. Probably they don't need to do it until Leonardo Bernal is knocking on the door and you have to put him on the Major League roster. That's going to be the point where they probably have to move on from somebody. Now, in terms of outfielders, we'll see. I've long thought that Lars Nootbaar is somebody that would probably be traded this offseason. I read something today. Jeff Jones in the Belleville News Democrat wrote a little bit about Nootbaar's surgery that he's having, shaving off. I forget what it was called. We joked around about it the other day, but the bony deal on the heels. And that's not something that's overly common in sports or in baseball. Jeff, to his credit, and this is why I appreciate what he wrote today, he looked back at some other pro athletes in history who have had that. I actually, if you remember when I was joking around about the other day, I asked for anybody to text into the program if they've ever dealt with it, and I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. It's not a very common thing, but based off what I read today from Jeff, he found a couple individuals. Cespedes had dealt with a heel thing, and he also had some other stuff going on, but he was out for a while. Mentioned in the NBA, John Wall had dealt with something. He was out for a while. So we were somewhat dismissive of this Nootbaar heel thing having any type of impact beyond this offseason, but the Cardinals have not told us, have not given us a timeline. We've not heard anything officially. I got to check and see. I know Chaim Bloom was on with Tom on Sunday morning. I heard bits and pieces of it when he played some of it back on Gas House Gang. I didn't hear the whole conversation. I need to go back and listen to that and see if that was talked about, because I don't know if much of a timeline has been given on Nootbaar. If it wasn't mentioned in the conversation this past week, I am in for Tom on Sunday, and we'll have Chaim on, and I'll make sure to ask that question if they can give us any type of timeline on Lars Nootbaar, because he is the outfielder who is, I would say, most likely to be traded here in the outfield and in the offseason. But if this is an injury that could take him into spring training, into the season, well, then at that point, trade value goes down. You could certainly move on from Alec Burleson. He's going to have some trade value. Do you view him as an outfielder? Do you view him as a first baseman? So they're going to make moves. There's guys who are going to get traded. I don't know if they need to trade from an outfielder standpoint as much as they do a catching standpoint, but the catchers at some point will have to get moved. Eric, appreciate the question. We will take a break, and when we come, what I told you, by the way, the announcement and the conspiracy theory, I'll bring that back for our final segment. We didn't get to that here, but don't worry. I have not forgotten about it in case I piqued your interest. I promise you we will get to that before the show is over. Up next, though, Jay Jaffe joins us as we continue on. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Have you for another 25 minutes or so as we take you till 8 o'clock. The World Series matchup, it is set after Toronto beat Seattle yesterday in the ALCS. So it's going to be Toronto and the Dodgers. Very happy to welcome back onto the program. He is our friend Jay Jaffe, senior writer at Fangraphs. You find him on Blue Sky at Jay Jaffe. And again, he joins us right now. Jay, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Doing all right. So last night, certainly an interesting game. I was looking at some of your social media. I think we are like-minded in that bunting and giving up outs in a game like that at the time that it was, that did not exactly set a good tone last night for Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that it was a shame because, you know, that was such a hard-fought series, very entertaining on both sides. I mean, you know, I've got friends who've been rooting for the Blue Jays for years. I got friends and family who've been rooting for the Mariners for years. I would like to have seen both of these teams get to the World Series just to get monkey off their back, so to speak. But Seattle, the big thing was not going to Munoz and instead letting Bizzardo pitch to George Springer. And obviously we saw how that paid off for Toronto. I think you just have to treat that situation with the utmost of urgency, knowing that one swing of the bat could be your season and sending your best. And, you know, you get out of that jam, you may not have another situation where, the other team can tie the game or go ahead with one swing of the bat. But you got to put that fire out now and think of this as October, not June.
As terrible of a moment that was for Seattle, that Springer moment becomes something that Blue Jays fans are going to remember forever and ever. What a cool moment for that fan base.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think every fan base remembers those big games that get a team to the World Series. I mean, I grew up a Dodgers fan, and, you know, I still think about Rick Monday's home run in the 1981 NLCS off of Steve Rogers or T.K. Hernandez's three home run game in 2017 in the NLCS to send the Dodgers to the World Series. You never forget those big moments. I mean, that's what builds baseball fans.
I don't try to be the person that just is critical of the game of baseball, but I hate the fact that so much momentum coming out of the ALCS, even in a 4-0 series sweep in the NLCS, there was momentum coming out of it because of that Shohei Ohtani game. And now we're stuck sitting here for the next 3 days before the World Series starts on Friday. Is there a better way to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple of years ago, there was a provision that if both LCS ended in 4 or 5 games, that they would move the start of the World Series up a few days. That stopped, though. I don't know why it stopped. I think they like the idea of having 2 weekends, 2 weekends worth of games, but I don't really know. It seems a shame to have this much time off between the series. I agree with you. I mean, I think, give each team 48 hours off and start it up again. I mean, that's plenty of time.
Maybe I'm just not as smart as the wonderful folks at Major League Baseball, but in my very simple mind, I would rather see more weekday games than weekend games. You're competing with football on weekends. You don't have to do that on weekdays.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the way it works is I think they don't have a game scheduled for Sunday. It's Friday and Saturday, then Sunday is the travel day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, travel day, Friday, Saturday again. So, you're competing with college football, I guess, but not the NFL so much. I don't know. There's no perfect way to do it. I agree with you, though. I'd rather see more weekday games. I'd rather see at least one day game on a weekend. I mean, I have fond memories of World Series weekday games. I'm that old. So, I would do things a little bit differently, too.
We're continuing to talk with Jay Jaffe. I mentioned the Shohei Ohtani game, and it's hard for anybody to mention a single game performance that was better than what we saw, and then just add in the fact that that is a game that clinches a World Series berth to you, and you are so good when it comes to the history of baseball. Obviously, you are the preeminent person when it comes to evaluating Cooperstown and Hall of Fame resumes. Is there anything out there that can compare to what Shohei Ohtani did in that final game of the Brewers series?
I mean, you know, if you want to talk about leverage, you know, and I'm open to the discussion of, that this was only an LCS game. I think, you know, you don't have to look much further than Bob Gibson in 1967 for your Cardinals there. Game 7 of the World Series, he pitches, he throws a complete game. I think he allows a couple runs, so it's not a shutout, but he also hits a home run. Three hits, 2 runs, 10 strikeouts, and a fifth inning home run that helped his own cause. I think that's about as close as I can come. I mean, we don't have any 2-homer games from pitchers in the postseason to point to. I think somebody has suggested Don Larsen's perfect game, and I think, fair, that's its own unique accomplishment, and I don't really know how to weigh that against the two-way prowess of Shohei Ohtani, but I think those are the two performances that I come back to as being at least, you know, maybe on the medal platform if we were handing out gold, silver, and bronze.
Could we ever get, because if Shohei Ohtani is an American, he's probably not doing this. At some point in his baseball journey, somebody's going to push him specifically towards pitching or specifically towards hitting. There are athletes out there, there are professional baseball players out there who could do a little bit of both, not to Ohtani's standard. That is something that is very unicorn-like. But should baseball be more open to the idea of more guy, you know, a guy who can maybe work out of the bullpen every once in a while, a pitcher that can come up and pinch hit every once in a while, or is that just crazy talk from me?
No, I think it's worth exploring, and we see guys drafted with that idea in mind, but inevitably they get sidetracked in one direction or the other. I mean, Hunter Green, for example, the great fireballer of the Reds, was considered a two-way pick when he was drafted a few years ago, and a kid named Brendan McKay for the Rays, who's had some arm problems. And you know, ultimately, I think what happens is that the focus on pitching is so heavy that their offense suffers, and it's just very tough to go through the development with both of those and not be compromised. And you know, as soon as one of them is at a deficit, then I think teams generally say, all right, time to give that one up and focus on the other one.
We're talking with Jay Jaffe from Fangraphs. Do you like this matchup, generally speaking, Toronto against the Dodgers?
I think it's a fun matchup. I mean, you've got the Dodgers, who are trying to become the first team to win back-to-back world championships since the 99-2000 Yankees. You've got the Blue Jays back in the World Series for the first time in, 32 years? You've got, I think, maybe a bit of a grudge match over the fact that Ohtani was rumored to be headed to Toronto before the Dodgers swooped in. You've got, a team that is very contact oriented in the Blue Jays, going up against a team that I think is more grip and rip it in the Dodgers. Although we've seen they could manufacture runs when they need to. I think to me, on the Dodgers side, the most exciting thing right now is the depth of their starting pitching. I think that where the Blue Jays may be at a deficit is I just don't think their starting pitching is that strong right now. We saw Max Scherzer turn in a good start, but I'm not sure if I want to bet on him turning in a second start of that quality. At the age of 41, I think every time out is a dicey proposition. I haven't been convinced that Shane Bieber is anywhere close to being back to his Cy Young form. I think the big thing for the Dodgers is the quality of their bullpen is pretty lackluster. And I think the road to beating them for the Blue Jays is that bullpen. So it's a very compelling matchup to me. And, the fact that you've got Ohtani on one side and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on the other side, you got two real iconic stars here at the center of this.
Yeah, a lot of baseball fans, if they don't have a dog in the fight, want to go with Toronto because the Dodgers have been presented as the current version of the evil empire. We were talking about this earlier on the station. It's easy to say that about the Dodgers, but when you really dig in and look at the individuals on the team, whether it is Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, there are a lot of really likable guys who are doing interesting things. So as a whole, maybe unlikable, but it's a fun Dodgers team.
Yeah, and these Dodgers, they've also grown a lot of their own talent too. Will Smith, for example, has been a key contributor. Let's see here, who else have we got? I'm blanking on this all of a sudden here. I had something for this. sorry about that.
No, it's
you've got Andy Páez, of course. Has been, is another homegrown one. Emmett Sheehan, who's been big for them. It was big for them down the stretch in the rotation, now pitching out of the bullpen. Jack Dreyer. They've had some key contributions from homegrown guys, and so it's not all just off the rack, although they've gone to the ends of the earth to find some of these guys, like Hee Song Kim from South Korea, or obviously Otani and Roki Sasaki and Yoshinobu Yamamoto from Japan. It's a very interesting collection of players.
It certainly is. Jay Jaffe, we really appreciate you taking some time. Enjoy the World Series. I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon down the line, but thank you for taking some time with us today.
All right, sure thing. Thanks.
All right, that's Jay Jaffe joining us from Fangraphs, one of the great guys to be able to talk all things baseball with. It's not going to be that long until we're talking Hall of Fame with him once again, which is always one of our favorite conversations to be able to do every year. All right, so that conspiracy theory thing to go along with a big announcement in baseball, we're going to touch on that when we wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line coming up in just a few moments here on KMOX.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are starting to wrap up the program today. So one person to be very happy for in Toronto getting to the World Series is Don Mattingly. He has been involved in Major League Baseball since 1982, 14 as a player, 12 as a manager, 17 as a coach. He's on the staff with the Blue Jays. After 40 years of Major League Baseball, Don Mattingly headed to the World Series for the first time in his career, which is pretty remarkable. So you're always going to find good stories, especially for teams that don't get to the World Series very often, and that's certainly the case with the Toronto Blue Jays. So a little bit of news came out today. The Angels have made their managerial decision. It had come out that when Albert Pujols was reportedly the leading candidate for the job and reportedly into contract negotiations, the reporting was that they also had Torrey Hunter that was in the organization that they could speak to if the Pujols thing fell through. Well, we learned that Hunter was not going to be the guy. And then we found out today that the Angels have hired Kurt Suzuki as their new manager. He has zero professional coaching experience, and we're seeing that more and more. We are definitely seeing that more and more. Has played a lot. He's 42 years old. That doesn't make... How old's Ollie?
He's like 37 or 38.
Okay, so Ollie's still the youngest. Ollie's still the youngest manager in baseball. So Suzuki's 42, 16 years playing, 5 franchise. Most recently, he's been working as a special assistant with the Angels. The Angels are a mess. Like, if he can do something there... Good on Kurt Suzuki, but to me, this is just the case of him being, future former Angels manager Kurt Suzuki. He's going to be out of there at some point because I don't believe that they have the commitment to doing what they need to do to win. And I'm sure, maybe I'm wrong on this. This has not been officially reported to. It's been kind of alluded to, but it has not been officially reported that, you know, something went sideways when it came to Albert Pujols. And we'll see whether, maybe Pujols just realized, hey, you know what, there's going to be better opportunities than the Angels if I really want to be successful as a manager. There's a little bit of conspiracy theory here today. I saw this. If you haven't been following along, the trial is going on right now connected to the overdose death of former Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. And today was a big day in that, as Angels outfielder Mike Trout testified. And Trout was in this. He was very involved in the sense that he was he kind of knew about some things that were going on with former communications director Eric Kay. That's who's in the middle of this. I don't need to kind of go through all this. There are a lot of people out there, because this is not obviously not a good look for the Angels when this whole thing is playing back out inside of a courtroom. There are a lot of people out there that really feel like the Angels made this announcement today as almost a way to cover up for what's going on with Mike Trout testifying. I don't know if that's the case or not. That has happened. You know, it's kind of the idea of making big negative announcements on Fridays late in the afternoon, is that it gets a little bit of attention for a moment and then it kind of gets lost in the weekend. That's one of those like PR strategies that take place. There's a lot of people out there who really think that it was a public relations strategy by the Angels today to make their managerial announcement to at least split the spotlight that was being placed upon this trial that's going on involving the death of former pitcher Tyler Skaggs. I don't know if that's true or not. I have no clue, but it's not the craziest idea. It's not the farthest thing from the truth. Big corporations, companies, they do things like that. In many ways, it's smart if you're trying to protect your professional image. There is some, it can be a smart thing to do. But that if you're on social media today, that's the, I'm not trying to be on the radio pushing conspiracy theories. I'm not saying that's exactly what did happen today, but that is, that's the thing that is being at least thrown out there as a reason that maybe the Angels did actually make this announcement today. And while I have no clue if that is true or not, I would not put it past the Angels on doing something like that. All right, that's going to do it for the program today. Thank you so much for being tuned in as always. We've got another full two-hour program coming up tomorrow night. Bernie Miklas is going to be on tomorrow. I'm not quite sure what else we're going to have, but it's going to be fun. I hope you join us for it. Back for a Sports Open Line tomorrow, 6 to 8, right here on KMOX.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.